Lexus.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We want to welcome all the former Motor News Weekly affiliate stations joining us, perhaps for the first time this week. This is where we're going to be, and we've got a great hour lined up for you. Lauren Fix is standing by in the on-deck circle. She is the car coach, and a little later on we'll be talking to a very fascinating gentleman from a website called TheOldCarGuys.com. But we're wrapping up an interview that we did in the first hour of the program with Edmunds.com features editor Mike McGrath, who has just returned from Geneva. And before the top of the hour hard break there, we ran a little short on time, so we wanted to just make sure that we got Mike's final comments here on Geneva. So, Mike, you were pretty much impressed with the Volkswagen Golf offerings, kind of an evolutionary vehicle. Any other vehicles that you'd like to touch on?
Yeah, thanks for keeping me around into the second hour. The Golf and that BMW 3 Series Gran Turismo back were the really cool standout. You could buy this car and enjoy it if you're not a billionaire car. The other thing that came out was the 2014 Volkswagen XL1. It's no longer a concept. It's a production car. It's a 261 mile per gallon two-cylinder diesel hybrid that will go on sale in Europe. It was a great show full of tons of really cool cars. And again, check out all of our stuff. I don't know how many cars we covered, dozens on Edmunds.com.
Perfect. Mike, if you won the lottery or if you met that gentleman down in Florida who's buying the limited production Lamborghini and he took a shine to you and gave you a big check, which of these supercars that you saw in Geneva would find its way into your personal garage?
Well, since I don't think Ferrari would change the name of that car, even for $5 million, I would have a McLaren P1 every day.
Very good, Mike. Well, it's been a pleasure sharing the microphone with you, and apologize for the little technical problems in the beginning with our phone system. But
thank you so much for having me.
All right, thank you. He is Mike McGrath, features editor for Edmunds.com. Visit Edmunds.com for extensive coverage of Geneva, and you can read Mike's great article on that P1. As well as a new Rolls-Royce coupe, as the British folks like to say. Joining us now on the program is a regular contributor to the show. She's a nationally recognized automotive expert, media guest, author, keynote speaker, and television host. She is the car coach, Lauren Fix. Lauren, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me back. Sounds like Geneva was great. I was unable to attend this year, but I was reading Edmunds' website. They had some great coverage.
Yeah, I mean, as I was saying to Mike, I didn't get a chance to go either. I talk about, you know, for all of us arrested adolescents, and I would put you into that category as well.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of McLaren. That could be okay in my garage.
This is amazing when you stop and think about it. You know, in this green era, we're seeing, you know, some of the most incredible performance vehicles ever produced, being launched at shows like this, the successor to the Ferrari Enzo, the LaFerrari, very high-end limited edition of the Lamborghini Aventador that they're only going to make three of, and this successor to the F1, McLaren, the P1, and of course Bugatti can't be outdone, so they had a special variant of their Veyron.
I saw that too. But in reality, the Corvette convertible came out, and I thought that was pretty cool, and we'll be seeing that at the New York Auto Show in just 2 weeks.
That is
so
right.
That's very exciting. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming. Jeep has some new launches. Ford Mustang is going to have a 50th anniversary, April 17th, 1964. Wow, there's a lot of big stuff coming up. I mean, I think New York's going to be a huge show. And from what I'm hearing from the manufacturers, Cadillac and Mazda and Kia, there's going to be a lot of launches because this is the last big show of the year.
It is, and New York continues to gather steam over the last few years. Lots of important North American as well as world debuts at that show. And interesting move on the part of the folks at General Motors and Chevrolet. Of course, we were both at the exclusive unveil of the C7 in Detroit, the Stingray.
It's
a gorgeous car.
Beautiful. You know what? I haven't owned a Corvette for years. My father used to have a brake manufacturing company. We worked with cars from 1965 to 1982 Corvettes, and we did the brake manufacturing for years. I don't own the company anymore, but I tell you, we had more vets in our household for years, and then we had like an 84 and then like a 90s, and then that kind of fell off by the wayside, but it started all looking the same. There were some cool options, C7s and ZL1s and all that, but this one, I have to say, is beautiful.
Yeah.
And if my father were here to see it, I'd know he'd be in line at the dealership sitting one end of his collection. But, there's a lot of great cars out there. Audi's bringing out RS everything.
Which is good.
I have to tell you, there's some beautiful cars out there. So you're going to see a lot of interesting. It's so funny. In the world of green, diesel is now coming in. And I have to give GM major props. And I've said this before, and I will continue to tell them, and I told a bunch of their executives, the smartest thing they could do was be the first one to blaze the trail to bring diesel to the U.S. other than the Germans. Because if you want a German car that's diesel, and I have one, and you go to the dealership, they go, you see that number on the window sticker? That's the price. Because they can't keep them on the lot. They're sold before they come in. So for us as U.S. citizens that want to drive diesel, you can't get good deals. Now you can. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Kudos to...
And they're calling it TD also. They're not saying it's diesel. They're calling it a 2-liter TD. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Genius move.
And again, for those of our listeners who haven't been behind the wheel of a modern-day diesel, we all forget the forgettable. And I did an interview with one of the folks from GM, and he said, he called it out. I mean, we made some pretty awful diesels back in the late 70s and early 80s. But this new technology combined with computers has yielded a whole new diesel experience, great performance, and none of the nasty stuff that used to be part of owning a diesel. And personally, I would much rather own a diesel vehicle than a hybrid vehicle, at least at this stage.
Oh, my gosh, any day.
Yeah.
Any day. Funny, because I just test drove the Jeep Grand Cherokee EcoDiesel. It's a 3-liter. It's the same engine as in the Cayenne, not the same exact engine, same size. It's a 3-liter. Fantastic. Great fuel economy. They're claiming 730 miles in the tank. I test drove a Porsche Cayenne diesel. I ended up buying it. I loved it so much. Drove from Buffalo to New York City and back. 760 miles. I stopped to go to the bathroom. That was it. I did not have to stop for any gasoline, any diesel fuel, shall I say. It's been phenomenal. I drive it every day, and when I'm not home and I travel a lot, my husband takes it. He says, I love this more, and he loves it more than the Mini Cooper we have. So we have a lot of cars, but I have to say I am so, so impressed with what the Germans have done with diesel. I am so looking forward to I drove the Jeep and I loved it. I'm looking forward to the 2-liter TD, as Chevy Cruze will have it. And I expect that their success will be very big. And in exchange, you're going to watch Ford jump on board and everyone else with the Me Too, Me Too. All the Japanese and Korean manufacturers will be saying the same thing.
Mazda, of course, has already announced we're going to see it in a number of different vehicles, including the new Mazda 6, so that's good news. But that Cayenne is a gorgeous vehicle in any form. And when you stop and think about the choices now that Porsche has got within their portfolio, here it is, the sports car maker. But nevertheless, they've got a hybrid vehicle. They've got a diesel-powered vehicle. They've got the normally aspirated internal combustion vehicles. They've got the turbocharged vehicles. And they've also got around the bend the supercar, which melds electric with an internal combustion engine.
I look forward to driving that.
Oh, yeah. Straight ahead, more with Lauren Fix.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stuff for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Auto World rolls on live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're listening to, as well as GCNLive.com. My name is Bob Long, alongside the car coach, author, automotive journalist, automotive expert, ASE certified mechanic, Lauren Fix. And I was just taking a quick look at your website, Lauren. It looks great. I haven't been there for a while. You've done some major renovations there, and you've got lots of cool stuff up there, including your daughter, who is followed in your footsteps.
Yes, she is a teen car coach. We also call her Car Coach 2.0. My son also writes for me. He does the heavier technology, and we also added on Chris Chigelski, who was doing really talking about the heavy tech stuff, like the CES, kind of like the NVIDIA chips, and he's been helping us out as well, and we will all be there. The team of five of us will all be at some of the, I got my photographer coming as well, and we are all going to be at the New York Auto Show, so you'll see a crew of us. I also wanted to bring something to the attention that's really gotten popular these days, you know, with, I call it the economy, we'll say in general, rather than the sequester, but the fears of everything happening. I want everyone to realize one important thing, that when you're going to get your oil changed, careful of those coupons that are out there. We're seeing a lot of people getting these coupons, and I'm starting to put this out to the masses. I really wanted to get this out to your listeners. That people are getting the wrong motor oil in many cases, or they're not getting their filters changed. So please read those coupons when you're trying to save a nickel. There is a website called motoroilmatters.org, and they have a list of certified people that are actually pouring the right stuff into your car and ones that are not. So go to the checklist. Please check it out. It's motoroilmatters.com, and it's really about putting that right oil in your car. It's a not-for-profit group, so they're not trying to sell you anything. They really want to make sure they call it MOM, which is probably why I thought it was kind of amusing. But the program is designed for everyone that has interest in keeping the life of their car. And it's backed by API, which is another not-for-profit group, which is the American Petroleum Institute. And their goal is just to educate people. There's a checklist you can print out. If you can't find a distributor or someone that's doing the right thing, it doesn't necessarily mean go to the dealer. It means make sure that you're getting a good deal for what you're paying for. You're getting the right stuff in your vehicle. That's really important. And feel free to check out motoroilmatters.com.
And feel free to visit Lauren's website. It's simply her name, LaurenFix.com. And you can sign up for the email newsletter, which I get and you should be getting. So check that one out as well. And Lauren, I know I didn't get to SEMA for the first time in a gazillion years here in 2012, but you took home two prestigious awards last November in Las Vegas. Tell us about those awards.
Well, thank you. It was actually a big surprise because I had no idea. My husband wasn't even there. It was really, really funny. I'm a member of the SEMA Businesswomen's Network as well as both AAI, which is the Automotive Aftermarket Industry Association. And I was sitting next to a friend of mine, and they said, well, we're going to announce the SEMA Business Network Woman of the Year. And I figured, well, it's not going to be me, you know. There's a million talented women in this industry, and I was blessed to be the winner. I was very excited to hear about that. It's a big honor. I mean, this is the Business Woman of the Year is something that I never thought I would win, but it's about doing everything to help the automotive aftermarket, and I'm very blessed and thankful to have it. And the other one was an Automotive Communications Award. It was for Best PR Efforts, and it was working with the Weather Channel. I am their automotive expert, and we are always putting out good information, and the Weather Channel is very excited as well. And we were able to win an award by getting the message out, especially things like flood-damaged cars, and again, things like motor oil matters, and what to do if you have a flat tire, all these things that happen to you because of weather-related situations. So we were very honored to win the Automotive Communications Award for the best public relations efforts. And I have to say it was a great show. Otherwise, great cars in the parking lot. Really exciting things. I would say based on this past year versus the previous 2 years, which you and I both know are kind of light on attendance.
Yeah.
We found a lot of empty spaces in the convention center, which is unusual. It was packed.
That's great.
Wall to wall, as well as at the Apex show, which is the regular automotive stuff, not the aftermarket goodies. It was probably one of the best shows we've seen in 4 years. So it seems like we've all either got accustomed to what they call the new normal or have decided, you know what, I'm not going to sit on my hands anymore, and if I'm going to get customers and I'm going to entice people to keep their cars, let's make them their cars. Let's make them cool. And there was wheels and tires and anything you can imagine. I saw some pretty impressive people that had never been at that show before, so it looks like there's a lot of growth going on in the automotive aftermarket.
Well, that's all good news for everybody. Let's talk about your most recent book. You've written several over the years, Lauren Fix's Guide to Loving Your Car, and it's a really cool book, Lauren. And I know from time to time you do some book signings around the nation with it, but the overall reaction to the book has been outstanding.
Well, thank you. It was designed originally when my kids would come home from driver's ed, and they would say things like, you know, the teacher's telling us there's three fluids in the car, and I'd be like, really? Because there's nine. And then I'd have to go and have a conversation with them and realizing that what you learned in driver's ed was enough to pass the test. And what we know at our, and you and I are about the same age, we've picked up bad habits along the way. So this was sort of things to remind and refresh, but also how to get a good deal on a car. What about insurance? Do I really need that? What about selling a car? And then the what if is one of my favorites. I can't believe the emails that I get daily from people that say, you know, what do I do? And you think it's something silly like, it's raining outside, can I use cruise control? The answer is no. Actually, I just did a segment on that for the Weather Channel, which will be airing at the end of the month. And it's amazing. People don't remember what to do, what's appropriate. And so this was sort of a reminder. But then I also added in how to talk to your mechanic. That's really important. I cannot tell you how many times people get in there, especially women. They feel there's this intimidation factor. It's the only smoke and mirrors that are still left in this world. I mean, if I want to put a new roof on my house, I could watch HGTV and it would show you. But if I want to work on my car or do something basic, it's almost an intimidation. You pop the hood. I was just driving, test driving a new GMC at Cadia. You pop the hood and I see plastic over everything. It says, go to the dealer. Don't do anything yourself. I mean, there's like a little spot for checking a dip, pulling the dipstick for oil. And some cars don't even have that. And then there's a little spot if you got a dead battery. It's a plus sign with a cap on top. You know, and that's it. So they don't even want you to get near the battery anymore. Like, I'm afraid next year I lock down the wiper blades. You can't change those. So, well, they're trying to improve dealer retention because dealers only keep about 30% of the cars that leave their lot. Only 30% go back to the dealer to get the work done. So I think consumers as a whole need to get rid of that intimidation and say, if I'm going to go in and have you do the work for me, then I'm going to tell you what I need and what the story is. I hear this, I smell this, I feel this. You know, I'm all these things, all of your senses are working except for taste. Of course, I guess we've kissed our cars, but there's times I love the cars I have. I think that if you can't take away that smoke and mirrors, that intimidation for the average driver. It's a great book to have, not just for a new driver, but maybe someone who, like my niece, never went to driver's ed. She just passed the test. Her parents showed her what she needed to pass the test. And I'm thinking to myself, we live in Buffalo. We have snow. No one taught you how to drive in the snow. So I went out with a car and showed her how to do it. I'm thinking, if it wasn't for me, she could be the person that causes an accident or is in one. So
that is
so
true.
To cover all that. Yeah.
Well, Lauren, quick visit.
Available on my website, too.
Quick visit today. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll get you back on for a full hour real soon. LaurenFix.com is the website. Lauren, my friend, thank you. Straight ahead, we're going to check in with the old car guys. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is indeed Auto World. If you're joining us for the first time, for the last few years, I have been doing a show called Motor News Weekly on another network. And before that, on that same network, I was the host for Motor Trend Radio for 8 years before. And they threw me a curve a number of weeks back and decided to move in a different direction. So I am slowly moving over all of those stations to a program that I started more than 20 years ago called Auto World. And the original Auto World is still on Friday, still on Sundays, rather, in the late afternoon Eastern time, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 5 Pacific time. But now we have expanded with 11 to 1 a.m., 11 to 1 p.m., I should say, East Coast time, both Saturdays and Sundays, as well as 8 to 10 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays, West Coast time, Pacific time. And for all you folks in between, that figures out to be 10 to noon Central time, and it figures out to be 9 to 11 Mountain time. Now that we've got all that hocus-pocus out of the way, let's welcome a gentleman who's becoming a regular contributor here to the broadcast. His name is Don Jones. He's a fascinating gentleman with a really cool website and a television show in the works. The name of the website is theoldcarguys.com, and he's always up to all kinds of activities during the week. Let's find out what he's been up to this week. Don Jones, welcome to Auto World. How you doing there, Don?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, Bob. Unfortunately, I've had kind of a down week. I had the middle of the week where I was down with some type of stomach flu and wasn't able to work as hard as I usually, so it took me like 7 days to get in my 60 hours this week instead of my usual 80 hours. But we did pretty well. We talked to some new yards. We're working on some new clients out there, sold a few products. But, I think we do more by accident than a lot of people do on purpose, Bob.
And it's really cool what you do. I mean, you're based in the St. Louis, Missouri area, but you do business all over the country and around the world as well. I know one of the things, if folks log on to theoldcarguys.com, you'll see a little blurb: needed found, delivered, or restored. We'll locate it for you. Just call us. So if somebody calls you looking for a particular make, model, year, you can do the work for them, Don?
Well, yes. You know, funny you say that. I just got a call from a lady by the name of Susie up in Canada, and she's looking for a 64 to 68 Ford Mustang. She wasn't too particular what kind of engine or anything, but she'd want it in red or blue. So if any of your listeners out there happen to have one at a pretty good price, give me a holler, because we've got a buyer up in Canada looking for it. And so far this week, I found one that was close, but it was a 71, so I'm still out there looking.
That's great. You've partnered up with a lot of people on this website in selling both the classic cars and specialized vehicles, pickup trucks and parts and restorable cars. I know you yourself, Don, you're no stranger to salvage yards.
That is true, and no salvage, those things that you find in the back seats, whether you have two legs, four legs, or no legs, or eight legs quite often.
So you have over, considering taking into account, you know, all the different yards and businesses you do work with, you have over 11,000 vehicles and millions of parts for sale. So if you're out there looking for a specialized part, there's a good chance Don could find it for you.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, since I've been associated with your program, Bob, the number of phone calls and emails I get looking for product is probably double.
Oh,
and
great.
So we're sending people to the different salvage yards that can find them. In fact, we're getting ready to expand. We're trying to work out a deal with Archway International Motorcycle Salvage here in St. Louis. And their specialty is classic motorcycle parts, going all the way back to the 30s and 40s for the older bikes like Harleys and Nortons and whatnot, but also those Japanese bikes that were so popular back in the 60s and 70s. So we're looking forward to that relationship panning out. So you'll see a sixth little tab next to that green or that the blue pickup truck on our website, and those will be the classic motorcycle parts.
That's great, and a huge growing part of our world. You know, lots of folks and lots of automotive television shows now integrate a lot of motorcycle coverage into their programs, because quite often folks that are car guys and car girls also tend to be into bikes as well. And speaking of TV, I tell our listeners all across North America a little bit about your TV ambitions.
Well, we've been working with some folks down in Atlanta, Georgia, Tamika Evans and her crew. We're planning on going down at the end of the month and beginning of next month to spend a week filming at some new potential clients down there, and hopefully to get three segments or to three episodes. A segment is basically like, well, you know, 15 minutes or so, and then we're hoping to be able to put together half-hour TV programs from those segments. So that looks good. We're looking at picking up another Mopar yard on there with thousands of Mopar parts. And there's a certain other business down there that I don't want to go into too much detail right now because we haven't worked it out, but we'll be looking at some very, very different classic coaches, let's say, and we're hoping to do that. So that'll be on the board for the beginning of next month, and hopefully when I talk to you on my way down, and will you be on Easter Day, Bob?
Yes, I should be, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you call in, if we're talking Easter Day, you'll probably catch me as I'm driving down to Atlanta. And maybe there'll be an opportunity for all of our audience to meet Miss Karen, my girlfriend. So I think you'll enjoy her. She's from Dallas, Texas, and has that very thick Texas accent.
That's great. That will make for wonderful TV to have those accents and those very unusual personalities all coming together.
Yep. My youngest brother is flying in from Michigan, and he'll be working with us on the series. And we're attempting to not be scripted. We have talking points, but we really don't want to get into where we're scripted and everything, and we try to be as spontaneous on the show as, well, as I am on your radio show, Bob. So we'll see how that works out.
It should work out great. Again, the website is theoldcarguys.com. Let me ask you a question about that name for the website. How did you come up with it? What was the driving force for naming your website theoldcarguys.com?
Well, I tried to get a shorter name, but the Old Car Guys was taken. So the Old Car Guys was the best I could do to describe what we were and what we wanted to do. And what we were at the time was myself and two other fellows, Schatz and Dennis, and Schatz was in his 80s, and his philosophy of business was, I don't want to work very hard because I don't need much money. Mm. So in certain cases, that might not be the guy you want to go in business with, but, you know, when you get to be in your upper 60s or mid-60s, that ain't a bad philosophy. So we were looking to do it more of a hobby to keep us busy and then really to make any money. He was on me for a couple of years when I retired from my job out in Washington, D.C., to come back, and we would do this website thing.
Cruel.
And
more on the other side.
Back, literally, as soon as I came
back. Hold that thought, Don. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. You're listening to Auto World on the GCN Radio Network. You can find us there when you're away from your local radio station. We also have archives, podcasts, on-demand listening. You can even listen on your telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So check that out. Our very special guest is Don Jones, the man behind theoldcarguys.com. And we've been talking to him about what he's been up to this past week. And Don, before that hard network break, you were telling us a little bit about your background. You worked in Washington for a number of years, and you didn't really expect to go full throttle with this project, theoldcarguys.com, but it certainly has turned into that.
Yes, you know, we expected to be three older guys that were sitting around the garage, and occasionally we'd find some nice car parts to sell on the internet. And after the passing of Shots and the loss of all of our storage facilities, it became quite obvious that if you weren't turning over huge amounts of product, you would be out of business soon. So we changed the model to, instead of us buying things and selling them, that we would just find people that had them and market them for them. And Bob, the other thing about that is that if you take a look at how a person has to make money doing that, they have to offer the person that owns the product significantly less than what it's worth, and or try to sell it to someone that's significantly more than what it's worth. And I don't particularly want to be that guy. I would rather be somebody that tries to rescue parts from the crusher, or worse than that, parts from the kids or the grandkids that have absolutely no interest in these classic cars, and try to get them on the market back where they really need to be, back to the collectors and the people that appreciate them, and put the money back into the client's pocket. And I talked to just such a guy yesterday, Mr. Woods, and the way that I found Mr. Woods was driving down St. Louis Avenue in North St. Louis, and noticed that there was a used car lot with quite a few old cars on it. And went in and talked to Mr. Woods, and then after getting off the track and talking about our military days, we got back on track, and he told me, he says, Don, these aren't the cars I want you to sell for me. I want you to come over to my garage where I have my real good stuff. and I want you to sell that for me. And he said, but I want the weather to warm up. So we made a kind of agreement that it will be warmer than yesterday, but not like as hot as it gets in mid-May. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get back with Mr. Woods on that in a few weeks, probably right after I get back from Atlanta.
That sounds great, Don. Let's talk about some of the other cool things that folks can find on the website. I'm always fascinated with the incredible vehicles that you've got up for sale, but always like to touch on some of the rare ones, fire trucks. This is a whole area of collectability, a whole area of collectors. There are people that are out there right now, maybe some listening to us, who strictly do that and that alone. They collect fire trucks, and you've got a number up for sale.
Yes, I really haven't counted them lately, but I know at one time I had 12. We'll be putting another one on there in a few weeks, 55 International with a big six-cylinder engine in it. The owner wants to wait till the weather gets a little warmer and better conditions in order to clean it up a little bit so it'll show better. The prices on these trucks are not much more than scrap, the scrap prices that we bring. But the history behind these things are enormous. There's like a 1946 LaFrance for $2,500. This thing needs a lot of fixing up. But the engine in these trucks are massive. They're over 900 cubic inches V12 flathead engines that could run for literally days pumping water onto fires without stopping. Of course, they had ways of being able to put the oil and making sure that the engine wasn't going to burn up. But they were just the science back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s was just marvelous on what they could do with these engines.
Yeah, that is absolutely so true, the amount that you can do with those type of engines and machinery, because so much money went into the development of those vehicles years ago, Don.
Oh, yeah, yes. And there were hook and ladder trucks that were built in the 1930s that were being used by the city of New York well into the 80s. Probably would have been used well into the 90s. In one particular situation, it was, I think, a 110-foot aerial ladder. They were working with it down on the waterfront, and they didn't have the outriggers out. And it ended up tipping over and ruining the structure of the ladder, so it ended up going into the scrapyard after that. But they were able to maintain that engine for years and years. But it's just really interesting on the number of people that are out there that are trying to keep these engines alive. And we're working with Rosie's Restoration here in St. Louis and another fellow by the name of Christopher Jones, which is no relation to myself, who is out in Indiana, Ohio area. I say Indiana, Ohio because he lives in a town and the state line goes down the main street of the town. So he's literally right on the border.
That's great. Don, if there's a listener right now who is interested in either acquiring a vehicle, using your services of searching and finding that special ride for them, or perhaps they've got something very unique to sell, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, if we're talking about a car that needs no special marketing, you can just go to theocarguys.com and hit the little yellow box to the left that says add your listing. And you can do it yourself. You find a category that best fits your car and put it on there. And for $25, we'll list the car. If you have a lot of cars and you don't want to put that much money out front, give me a call. We'll work out something where we can get those cars out there and get them sold for you. And we get pretty lucky in selling them. The cars that we sell the most, or the type of cars we sell the most, are the lesser expensive cars, the ones that you don't really see on the other sites, the ones that almost anybody can afford, and there's still a lot of people out there that will take the time to restore them. So give me a holler and I'll help you out.
Great, Don. So where's this next week going to take you travel-wise if things work out, if you start feeling better and get out there on the road? What have you got planned for this coming week?
Well, there's a fellow by the name of John who called me who's up in Louisiana, Missouri, which is up north of St. Louis, who's supposed to be really big into Mustangs and T-Birds. And I want to give John a call and get up there and take a look at what he's got. He called me up and he said, hey, Don, I'm getting ready to be on American Pickers, and I heard about you guys. I'd like for you guys to come up, too. So I said, well, John, when the weather warms up a little bit, I'll probably give you a call back. So I think it's about that time.
That's very good, Don. And again, I encourage everybody to check out theoldcarguys.com because he's got so many wonderful vehicles up for sale right there on the website, and that's really the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and Bob, we're starting to pick up some listenership here in St. Louis, and I really don't know if it's the fact that they actually heard me on the show or it's the jacket that I wear that says Future Radio Star on the back of it. But we'll figure this out as time goes on. But I wanted to give out a big shout-out to Susie G, who I talked to last night. And there's a few other folks out there, and a fellow down in Texas that'll be listening today. Gerald, thanks for calling, and I'll get those Mustang parts down to you as quick as I can.
Excellent. Well, Don, we look forward to getting you back with us real soon. And following the progress of the television show, that's going to be a very interesting adventure. And I know that I just feel in my gut that it's going to be a very successful one as well. But email-wise, is there a best email address for the... Okay, looks like theoldcarguys.com at Gmail is the best way to get a hold of Don. We lost him via his cell phone, but he's an interesting guy, and we're going to have him back from time to time here on the broadcast. I encourage everybody to check out all the great coverage of the Geneva Motor Show at Edmunds.com. MotorTrend.com is another place. It's a place to go and do a little bit of dreaming. That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. I want to thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.